this is kind of a new look offense, I think. I think there's some changes being made, and it's kind of going under the radar, but I think they're being somewhat clear in what they're doing. Dez is gone. They don't bring him back. And which, by the way, they could probably bring him back for about $2 million, and they said they're not even considering that, which shows me that they have a clear idea on what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is, number one, they're going to pound Zeke into the ground. They're going to get back to being the most physical offensive line in football, and they're going to run the football. That's why you don't make that Connor Williams pick unless you realize that this thing is all about Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's clear. You shore up the offensive line there. You have Zeke. You're going to pound him 400 touches this year probably. But I think more specifically at the receiver group, they want guys that can beat man-to-man coverage in mismatches. And that's kind of what they've done here. Hearns can be a mismatch guy in the slot. He's got size and speed in the slot. You go get Tavon Austin. That guy is a mismatch just machine. They just got to figure out how to get him the ball in the right places. Beasley has shown against man, he can create his own stuff. We'll see what Gallup brings to the table. I think that'll be a guy who can beat man coverage too. They're not going to have a number one wide receiver. Stephen Jones said as much. After one of the draft nights. And Chris, do we have the sound for that? Let's listen to what Steven said about letting Dez go and having more of a receiver by committee.
Yeah, you could estimate maybe there's 10 number one receivers in this league, and 22 others get it done another way. And I think Jerry said it a week ago, we've come to grips with we're not going to have a quote-unquote number one receiver, a la Julio, a la A.J. Green, a la Antonio Brown. We're just not going to get it done that way. And I don't think there was anyone in this draft that was going to change that for this year. Now, can guys develop into that? Absolutely.
And the reason they're not going to do that is for two reasons. One, this offense is all about Zeke. It runs through Zeke. He's the key. And two, Dak is at his best when he is simply going through his reads and finding the open man. We saw that his rookie year, Dez was 50-something in the league in targets. Last year, they tried to force-feed him, 12th in targets. It didn't work. Dak's efficiency dropped in a big way. The run game was less of a factor. They're going to get back to the 2016 model, and then they're going to get into manageable passing situations where they can find guys on mismatches.
I do agree with Steven whenever he said that there wasn't that game-changer offensively available in the draft
right away.
Just the amount of drop off between a Michael Gallup and the first two or three receivers that were taken off the board, it's just not that significant to me, especially whenever we're talking purely upside. At this point, Michael Gallup could have a very nice career here, and for the value that they got him at, I'm so happy they didn't reach for one of those tight ends or a receiver with the first pick. You could do so much better, which I think they did.
And Gallup might actually be better right away than some of those other guys. That guy had 175 catches and over 2,100 yards and 21 touchdowns.
People may look at Colorado State and wonder about the competition. Well, DJ Moore at Maryland, they're not playing ridiculous competition there in the Big Ten.
Gallup had 5 for 80 against Alabama. I think
that's significant. That's really significant.
I know that's only one game, but that counts.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Cowboys do at tight end moving forward. There is at my school, University of Iowa, they're going to have a game-changing tight end that's coming out next year. He's already being projected as a first rounder. He'll probably be one of the top one or two guys that ends up going, but he is a legit pass catcher, like a terror. I think he had 11 touchdowns, 500 something yards last season. For a anemic Iowa offense.
Like, not much of a passing attack.
Yeah, he is a monster. His name is Noah Fant. So it's going to be interesting if the Cowboys use resources next year to try to find that next great tight end, or maybe you look for the next great receiver next year. I'm so glad they stayed disciplined and did not bite, though, on this one.
And I'm all about the receiver by committee. I think four or five guys might have 40-plus catches this year, including Zeke.
I hope for Zeke that you're right. And I hope that you're right that they're going to be able to convert on that many, because that means number one, that Dak is getting protected, so he's not feeling rushed like he did last year, so that he's able to get that timing back that he had with his receivers in his rookie year. If that happens, then yeah, very likely they could be back in that position. But one injury, you know, Tyron Smith. Who knows what we're talking about Tyron Smith in the middle of next season? And that's going to be, no matter who you bring in a free agency, no matter who you bring in the draft, Tyron Smith dealing with those injuries, that is a huge, huge drop-off no matter who you put over there replacing a healthy Tyron.
I do think, though, the Cam Fleming thing is, and drafting Connor Williams was a big part of that, that they're more, they can handle that better if that happens. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect, but Dak won't get sacked eight times in a game if Tyron Smith goes down.